It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. This hour, we focus over the noon hour on two public health issues in the news that have to do with what we put in our mouths. If you take dietary supplements, most of us do, it turns out, you'll want to listen to the second half hour of our program. There's a very good chance that the supplements you take don't contain what they say they contain. That discussion coming up in just a bit. But first, a potentially worrying development for those of us who go out to eat. Restaurant inspections in Iowa are becoming less frequent. Stagnant funding of the state's retail food safety program has meant less frequent inspections of restaurants and grocery stores by those who monitor for potential health risks. Joining us to talk about it, Senator Bill Dotzler, a Democrat from Waterloo. He proposed a bill that would have changed things. He joins us by phone. Senator Dotzler, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Sandy Heinen is with us as well by phone, Environment Health Officer at the Blackhawk County Health Department. She's also a National Environment Health Administration Registered Food Safety Trainer. Hello, Sandy.
Good morning.
Just into the afternoon hour, Sandy. Thank you for being with us. Let's start with Senator Bill Dotzler. I want to talk about your bill, what you're trying to do. It didn't survive the funnel at the legislature, but you were, and we want to talk about that in a minute, but you were inspired to write this bill after a food poisoning incident that you had with other legislators in Storm Lake. Tell us what happened.
Well, actually, I was a member of the Governor Vilsack's Housing Task Force, and we were up there for a meeting. And afterwards, we had a reception that was held at a very, I would say, kind of almost a prestigious restaurant in town, and it just extremely clean. It's kind of restaurant you really want to go to. And several days after being at that meeting, in fact, about 3 days later, I started developing symptoms. And symptoms about food poisoning really vary depending on what kind of contamination you have, what it was. And they usually include, a short list of things like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, stomach cramps, loss of appetite, fatigue, and a fever. And I got to tell you, I had all of them at once.
But
I was at another conference in Des Moines 3 days later, and I became so ill that I was planning on driving home. I checked into a local hotel and just laid there wondering what was happening to me. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I had ate at a gas station, one of them breakfast pizzas in the morning, driving to Des Moines, and, all that, without getting into gory details, started hitting me again, and I really thought it was that. And after a couple, 3 days, I spent a night, I got back home, I was sick for a couple, 3 days, and I get a call from the Iowa Department of Public Health. And they, and this was like 2 weeks later, and they said, you were at this conference. Did by any chance, did you become ill? And I went, oh my God, And so I went through the whole thing, and it turned out that more than 20 of legislators and other people that the governor had, had on this, this governor's task force all became sick also. And some of them even more violently than I. And, afterwards, they interviewed me and wanted to know, did I eat this and do that? And the Department of Public Health does a pretty good job investigating and trying to determine what the source was. And I eventually found out that they thought that it actually came from the ice. And that was the only common denominator, which all the attendees had. And some people, didn't actually have something with ice in it. So it was quite an experience, and since that time, I've realized, how important our food inspection program is.
Senator Dotzler, how common do you think this is? It sounds like a horrible situation for you for several days. How common is this in Iowa?
If you talk to people, the people go, well, I had food poisoning, and that, it only lasted for a little while. But I think the national statistics kind of show that maybe as high as one in six people actually get some type of a bacteria or or it could be a virus, some type of contaminant in their food, in a year's period of time. And some of it happens immediately. I couldn't believe that it was food that I had ate or the ice that occurred 3 days before that. You would think typically, you eat something, you're going to have trouble within a day. And this took 3 days to develop, and that's not uncommon. So I think a lot of people get food poisoning and they gut it out, and it never really gets into the statistics. So it's a bigger problem than people, I think, ever realize.
We want to talk to our environment health officer in just a moment, but tell us quickly about the bill that you proposed that didn't make it this year, through this year's funnel, Senate File 256.
Well, actually, the Blackhawk County Health Department members came to me and started talking about how the fees, that the last time we raised them was in 2007. And when we did raise them, it wasn't there where it needed to be. And I think it had been a long time. I think in 97, when I first was in the legislature, they made some modest changes. And the legislature is pretty conservative about raising fees. And I think that's part of the problem this year. And we really had a very difficult time trying to move any kind of inspection fees forward. And the fees are really to pay for the program, to let our local health departments have enough people to inspect. And I think that's where it really should be, because local officials and our local health departments in our communities are really the ones that know what's going out and they hear going on in the community, and they hear, I had a problem here, I was in this place,
right,
and it wasn't very clean. So, that's where it really should be.
Senator Dotzler, yeah. I want to, in the interest of time, I want to move on. Please hang on, because I want to get back to you, but I want to get a bigger overview. The gist of your bill is to raise fees to pay for the inspections.
On the local level, so the state doesn't take it over, and the state doesn't have enough resources, and the end result are, we are not inspecting at any kind of level that we should be.
Okay. Sandy Heinen, tell us a little bit. You are Environment Health Officer at the Blackhawk County Health Department, also a National Environment Health Administration Registered Food Safety Trainer. I understand a new administrative rules took effect in January of 2014 that assigned a risk factor to various types of restaurants. Why was this new set of rules introduced? And tell us about this risk-based system.
To explain a little bit more about that, our inspections at facilities kind of have always been designated in a category. And the way that we inspect now is more of a risk-based inspection compared to, many years ago where it was three categories that facilities would fall into, and the lowest risk based on what they did and what foods they served, they would be a one, and then the higher risk ones where maybe their population that they served was a higher risk population or they had very complex food items, they would be a three. In moving to that most recent adoption, our categories are broken down into five, and the lowest risk, again, would be a one and the highest a five. And it's not saying that if you get a five, that means that things are wrong, but rather one of the examples that I can give for a higher risk facility would be a facility that maybe has a variance to a food code requirement, and perhaps they are operating under what's called a HACCP plan, which is basically following the flow of food through the complex food process. And so, we're really taking longer periods of time in the facilities, a more scientific look at the foods and the foods risk, and it's really kind of a different inspection compared to many years ago.
Can you give us an example of one end of the spectrum and one at the other? A very low risk food operation would be what? What would we recognize as a name?
A low risk facility could be a convenience store that has a hot dog roller and fountain pop.
Okay, and the rest is just packaged, prepackaged food that comes in the back door in boxes and they just put on shelves.
Yeah, it could go on shelves or just into refrigeration or freezer.
Throw your burrito in the microwave type of deal.
Yep, grab and go sorts
of
things.
Okay, let's go to the other end. What is the highest risk? Describe something that would be on that list.
Okay, one of the higher risk facilities would be one that has many things going on. They could have groceries, they could have a deli, they could have a meat department, they could have a couple of different food venues within, and on that end, perhaps one example I can use is if we have a facility that's preparing sushi. There are some that do apply for a variance and acidify rice, for example, to make it more shelf-stable. That requires more science, more record-keeping, more involvement, and some of those inspections where you have many things going on in a facility and literally thousands of people coming through, there's the potential there that more things could go wrong.
Back to the funding issue. Given that budgets are stretched everywhere, also for the inspectors, this is something Senator Bill Dotzler is trying to change or get some more money in this direction. Do you feel confident that inspectors in our state are getting to all the right places often enough to guard public health, Sandy Heinen?
With our inspection program, we would like to be in those facilities much more frequently. For those categories that are on the higher end of the spectrum, ideally to be able to be in there at least three times a year would be minimum.
Why are you saying that? Are some places falling through the cracks? Are you discovering that there's some long existing health hazards that you could have caught earlier?
There is the potential that things can occur when we're not in there. Keep in mind, our time at a facility is very, very limited. And, you know, an example that I used earlier today, I had mentioned that one of the complaints I went out on was at a facility that would fall into the lower risk category. But the reason I went out sooner rather than later is because I got a complaint that they were operating without water. And under the lower risk category, there's the potential that they could go 24 to 36 months without an inspection.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember as a teen working in a restaurant, I don't have to say where it was, but just we knew when the inspections were coming. There, somehow the people got warning, and you've never seen people move so fast in a kitchen to clean up. I was included in those fast-moving cleaner-uppers. Are these surprise inspections?
Our inspections are, in general, unannounced. Now, certainly if it's a new facility and a pre-opening inspection, there are times we have to schedule them. Or if, say, it's a seasonal operation, we need to figure out when they're actually going to be there. But in general, our inspections are unannounced, and there's flexibility on, you know, if it's a facility that we're to visit twice a year, you know, plus or minus a few days, a few weeks, you know, we have the ability to kind of work around those schedules. It's not uncommon when I walk into a place for an operator to say, oh, we've been expecting you. So there is some understanding that, okay, I'm this kind of a restaurant, so I know that she'll probably stop in, you know, in the spring or in the fall.
So what disease? We have a few minutes left. What are the most common diseases you can get from unsafe, hazardous food conditions at restaurants or grocery stores?
The most cases that we see during October through April are going to be in the norovirus category. A couple of years ago, we had a fascinating cyclospora outbreak, which is a parasite, and that was associated with lettuce that two particular sister companies had gotten in shipment. Mm-hmm. The more that people know and the more education that the operators share with their employees, the better the prevention can be. And things like staph infection, which do have a relatively fast onset, that could be something as simple as somebody has a wound on their hand, they need to cover it with a watertight bandage, and they need to wear gloves, or bare hand contact with ready-to-eat foods is not allowed. And, you know, as recently as last week, I observed an individual handling foods with their bare hands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the unfortunate side of it is the less that we're in there, the less we're going to be able to see some of these things happen.
Mm-hmm. And I want to get to Bill Dossler about the future of his bill. But first of all, I'm sure many are wondering, as I am, Sandy Heinen, we hope that the inspections are sufficient, if not now, in the future, to prevent these hazards from affecting people. But is there anything we as individuals can do to make sure the restaurants in our town, the restaurants we visit, are hygienic? Can I walk into a restaurant, for instance, and say, hey, I want to see your inspection documents? Do I have that right?
Absolutely. Actually, the facility should be posting their inspection reports within the public's view. And if they're not, it is a fair question to ask for those reports. Those are also available. It's public information, and that can be requested from in our case, you know, the health department here. They're available mm-hmm. on the state's website, and, it's public information.
Right, right. It seems like you should have a hotline or something, too. I mean, bills took, three days or something like that to surface the mm-hmm. food poisoning from the ice. But what if you really suspect you eat somewhere, you get sick, you had some suspicions when you walked in and saw something, can you report them?
Absolutely. As soon as possible, individuals should get in touch with the regulatory authority.
What is that authority here in Iowa?
It depends upon the area that you're in. Now, the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals has a link and a phone number where you can find out who to get in touch with. So for our particular area, if it would be in Blackhawk County, it'd be Blackhawk County Health Department. And then we do have some surrounding counties as well. The sooner that we find out about things, the faster we can act and the faster that we can follow up. Now, one of the other things that people do not like to talk about, but it's a fact when you're talking about foodborne illnesses, would be to get to the doctor. Rather than just having a blood test or having somebody tell you, you know, yep, you've got food poisoning, we need stool samples. We need to know what's going on in those mm-hmm. intestinal tracts to know what's going on, because it makes a difference as to how to stop that risk.
They can make you very sick. Can food illnesses kill you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Bill Dossler, I want to get back to you before we end this conversation in just a couple of minutes. What do you see in the future? The bill asking for more funding had opposition, didn't pass through the funnel. What's the future?
It didn't pass, and I tell you, the need's there. You know, in 2009, the Department of Inspection Appeals, because the local health departments haven't really done the inspections, the inspection appeals were in 23 of Iowa counties. Today, they're in 52 counties, and the trend is moving more and more towards turning it over to the state because the fees don't hit. I went into the committee meeting fully expected to have a real war between the hospitality side of things and the restaurant associations with the Inspection Appeals Department, like I did in the previous years. And I was shocked to find out that they had worked together over the summer with local health departments and counties and the Department of Inspections Appeals, and everyone was in agreement. And I had full support in the subcommittee. And so I thought, here we go. It's unbelievable. We're going to finally be able to do something to help islands. And it turned out that I think politics entered into the situation. In our side of the aisle in the Senate, we had signals that the House was unwilling to raise fees. And because of that, nobody wanted to be accused of raising fees on islands. And unfortunately, the bill died in either chamber. And I think we need to work hard this summer and educate our legislators and have our local health departments talk to them. The bill is still alive for the next General Assembly. And I really believe that Iowans have the right to assume that when they go into a place, they're being served safe food under safe conditions.
Yep, right.
And they really deserve that.
Okay, Sandy Heinen, we have just a minute or so left.
Okay.
What is your involvement, if any, with the legislative side of this thing, what the bill's aspirations are?
Well, we are certainly in support of change. On the one side of things, at the local level, we've been in touch with Bill, and on the Iowa Environmental Health Association, along with Iowa Public Health Association and the Iowa Counties Public Health Association, we've worked together along with industry and regulatory, as Bill had indicated, and we have got to have a change, because without it, it doesn't afford the system.
Okay.
And on a local level, one of the benefits of that, we can react faster. We can get places faster when they're 2 minutes away or 20 minutes away. If everything does end up going back to the state, you know, if somebody has to come out of Des Moines to address an issue in Blackhawk County, that's going to take more time.
Okay, Sandy Heinen, we've run out of time. Senator Bill Dotzler, since you've had food poisoning, I want to ask you, do you go into restaurants, ones you don't know, differently these days? What do you look for?
You always look around to see what it looks like, but, you know, looks are deceiving, and you never really know, do you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sandy Heinen, can you tell by appearances that you've got a place that has a hazard?
Absolutely not. There's a lot more that goes into it. A lot of times the remodeling and refurbishments can happen at the front of the house, and there could be a sick employee in the back of the house, or, you know, we've walked into some situations where the facility looks lovely, but okay. I walked into a kitchen and there was sewage back up.
Okay, Sandy Heinen, I think we've ruined everybody's lunchtime, so I think it's time to say goodbye.
Way to go, Sandy. It's all your fault.
Senator Bill Dotzler, it's all very important public health information.
Yes, it is.
Senator
thank
Bill Dotzler, thank you for joining us. Sandy Heinen, Environment Health Officer at the Blackhawk County Health Department, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Do you take dietary supplements? Then you may be shocked that a recent investigation into popular herbal supplements found only about one-fifth of them actually had the DNA from the plants advertised on the labels. We'll talk about what's actually in the supplements you buy and if they're effective when we return. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News.